Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am Betsy McLaughlin, your hostess for this hour, and I'm so happy you're here, so grateful. And truly, I so appreciate the emails and the messages I get from you guys listening in. So thank you so much for taking the time to say hi. And you know, if you ever have a topic that you would like to have us explore, please let me know. Or if you have somebody you would love for me to have invite on the show as my guest, also please let me know. And I am so excited about my guest on so many different levels today. So first of all, she is just this amazing, amazing being that is such, wow. You know, when you try to go to describe somebody, sometimes you just can get to be at a loss for words. And Carolyn Sinclair is our guest today, and she is this beautifully kind, warm, allowing, generous person that I am so honored and happy to know, and I get to play with her on some different ways with and through the company Access Consciousness and through being a certified facilitator. And we're in a lot of similar areas and different areas, and so we go back and forth and we get to play quite a bit. And when I always ask the show, who would the show enjoy having on as a guest? And Carolyn was pinged. And I was like, oh, yay, that'd be so much fun. So Carolyn, a little bit about her, you guys. So she lives in an area of the country that I would love to go to sometime, which is Victoria, British Columbia in Canada. And I've just, you know, what I've heard about the area and everything is absolutely beautiful. So that's where she lives. That's her home base. And she does travel around the world. She's an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator. And she really is just this amazing being. And I didn't know this about her until I was reading her bio, but she made her life and her living for 35 years as a professional classical and opera singer. So it's like, wow. You know, I mean, there's so many times you don't know things about somebody. So that one was one of those, hey, got that. And so I can only imagine some of the things that she has experienced going through a life and living as a professional singer. Holy moly. And so she has trained in a lot of different healing modalities. And now she exclusively uses the Access Consciousness tools and techniques, or she facilitates for herself, her family, and her clients. And so we are going to be talking about the superpower. I was looking at what we called this because we knew we were going to talk about gratitude. And I was looking at what we could title it. And what came in for me was the superpower of gratitude. So welcome to Imperfect Brilliance, Carolyn Sinclair.
Oh, thank you, Betsy. What a lovely introduction. But I have a little bit of a bone to pick with you right off the bat. I know that you're brilliant. I know you're brilliant. I see that every day in work and in classes and in Zooms and all that sort of thing. But I don't know so much about the imperfect. I mean, really, I thought you were perfect, Betsy.
Like we all are. And that's something that gratitude has really, the topic of gratitude has really given to me is the is the overcoming that, you know, I used to go to bed and I'd lie there for an hour or two berating myself about the things I said or did during the day and how it was terrible and I was like so far from perfect and I shouldn't have done that and I shouldn't have said that and judge. Yeah, and you can't have gratitude and judgment at the same time. Uh-huh. That's one of the things I learned, one of the tools I learned from Access, and that has made such a difference in my life. So I was just teasing you about the imperfection. Yes, let's be imperfect. Let's enjoy life. And so we trip and so we break something. And so, you know, we can have joy.
Yes. Well, you know, it is interesting that, you know, the name of the show was created, gosh, like 7 years ago. And, you know, looking at, you know, like the looking and acknowledging the brilliance of you as opposed to exactly what you just said, where we look at all the things we're not doing and all the things we're doing wrong or that we should have done or we could have done better. And, you know, and you just described it perfectly with the time that of the judgment. And so do you do that anymore?
Nope, I just go right to sleep.
Wow, how amazing is that?
Well, and actually, when you talk about like judging and Victoria, my husband and I moved here 6.5 years ago, and I didn't want to live in Victoria. To me, it was dull. Yes, it's beautiful, but you know, we lived in Vancouver, which is beautiful too. And so I judged Victoria, And then I started turning that into gratitude for living in Victoria. Yes, it's a beautiful place. And yes, it's a lot quieter than anywhere else I've lived. But I really started to be grateful for the people we met here, the lovely house we rent with a fabulous landlord, you know, like all this stuff. And the more I was grateful for it, gee, the better it seemed.
Mm.
And then, and this is another thing I'm not sure that we all do, is be grateful for the things that we've actually created in our life. So I've been grateful for living in Victoria, grateful for and acknowledging that we changed that. And since COVID, I cannot imagine there's a better place on the planet to live. So, I am very grateful for having chosen this. And yeah. And then, you know, you can change the energy and, I mean, we have to wear a mask when we go into shops. And that's about it. We have so little impediments to daily life. And it's because we're on an island. And so I don't know if that makes any sense, but I wasn't grateful for living here. And I started to choose to be grateful for living here, and it has changed living here.
Isn't that something? So was it a conscious choice that you made to shift to choosing gratitude?
Yes. Yes, it was a conscious choice. I mean, I've used it for many, many things in my life, including my relationship and all that sort of thing. But I chose to be grateful for living in Victoria. And Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, I heard him say one time, gratitude is not innate. Gratitude is learned. And I'm like, wow, that's hopeful. That really creates, okay, I can learn to be grateful and then choose to keep being grateful. And it works. Well, and it's a melt, the gratitude kind of melts away a lot of different things. So could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to use it for something like a relationship or something.
Yeah.
I found this so immensely helpful is that, you know, I get annoyed at my husband about something. And then I'm like, okay, let's use the gratitude tool. And instead of saying to him, blah, 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 you didn't do this, you didn't do that, I would say, I am so grateful for you. Thank you. And it completely changed the energy. And, you know, like, who gives a flying whatever? Mm-hmm. Who takes out the garbage? Right. I mean, really. When you think about it.
Right.
So if I was annoyed about something, I would turn that into, I'm so grateful for you. And it just changed. It melted away that resistance or barrier or whatever, the annoyance.
Mm-hmm.
And then we usually had a giggle.
So how, when you're really in the throes of being annoyed with somebody, how do you change that into gratitude?
You say, I am so grateful for you. You just literally choose to use the tool.
So
it might be a bit weird at first.
Yeah.
And Michael didn't, like, he'd like, oh, well, I'm grateful for you too. You know, he'd say it like that. But it changed me.
Mm-hmm.
It changed my energy. And let's face it. I mean, we can't change somebody else. We can change our energy, which they may see and feel as different and then start to behave differently. The more grateful I was for him and the more grateful I spoke to him, the more easier... Oh, that's terrible English. The more ease we had in our relationship. I know. It's just like, it's kind of hard to put in. But, and you think, oh, it's not going to work. Well, what have you got to lose?
Mm-hmm.
You can use love. If you say to somebody, oh, I love you, you can use that as a weapon. I love you, but, or, oh, I love you, or, I don't think my mother-in-law is ever going to listen to this show, but she always finishes conversation with, love you. And you know darn well she does not. And if I were to say back, oh, I'm so grateful for you in my life, she has no idea what to say.
Mm.
So it really assisted Michael and I. And then he started saying it. And I didn't tell him it was an access tool.
Mm-hmm.
Although he has taken... He had taken some access classes. But does that make sense? Am I making it clear enough that it is literally just a choice?
You did. And, you know, it's, even if you're kind of resisting it at first, like especially if you're really mad and you want to hold on to that, you know, then that's where you get to be your own facilitator, right? And where you get to say, okay, I can choose to be mad or I could choose to change it. And what would I like to be? Not, you know, and not even for anybody else, right? But it starts with you, right? So I can choose to be mad. I can choose to be sad. I can choose to be grateful. Where would you like to spend your time and energy? And what I have found with gratitude is it's a lot easier than being irritated or agitated or whatever, you know, what all those other energies that can also take me away from what I really would like to create as my life. Did you find that for you as well?
Very much.
Very much. And it's just and I know it seems too simple to say it's just a choice, but when you try it, mm-hmm. or just choose, like take a day and promise yourself that whatever happens in that particular day, say tomorrow is Saturday, whatever happens on Saturday, instead of getting annoyed or frustrated or angry or depressed or anything, you're going to choose gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to put gratitude in there and see. Might not change anything, but I would basically eat my slippers that I'm wearing if it didn't change anything. You can let me know.
Well, since that probably won't taste too good, I don't know about
no.
that. No. I might have to put some ketchup or something on those slippers.
And they're kind of old, too, so they're all like, ugh. Yeah, but the thing is, and Bessie and I, like before we got on, when we were just in the room, they call it, and we were just chatting before we got on, I mean, we laugh. So that's another thing that changed so much in my relationship when I started to be just grateful and infuse that in my thoughts and my feelings, my energy, and in my words. And then Michael and I started laughing a lot more. We'd kind mm-hmm. of forgotten that. And I don't know about you, but I like it a lot better when I'm laughing rather than snarling.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I wonder, you know, like if, oops, and we're at our first break already, so I will try to remember this wondering question for when we come back, where we're talking about the power of gratitude today with our guest, Carolyn Sinclair. Stay tuned for more.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Are you looking to change anything in your life? To have an even greater appreciation of everything around you? Would you enjoy having a life of more joy and greater abundance? And explore what is possible for you? My name is Betsy McLaughlin, and I invite you to explore simple and pragmatic tools that I share on my radio show, Imperfect Brilliance. I know firsthand that you can change anything. We explore tools and questions with amazing guests, offering all kinds of conversations on living your best life. I invite you to listen in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to Imperfect Brilliance. Consider a coaching call with me and let's explore what you would like your life to be like. Visit my website at www.creatingyumminess.com and you're invited to call in to Imperfect Brilliance with your questions, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. I look forward to connecting.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We are talking today about the superpower of gratitude. One of my favorite things to talk about. And I'm so grateful for our guest today, Carolyn Sinclair. And Carolyn, guess what? I actually remembered the question I was going to ask right before break.
Cool. Wow. Good for you.
I know, which I usually like, I just go in and out. What I was going to say is, I wonder what our world would be like if everyone practiced gratitude. And you know how you had said, you know, even waking up and having that intention of like, okay, today I'm going to be grateful for everything. What if everybody woke up and said that tomorrow?
Wow. Can you imagine? Wow, that just gives me shivers. That does. And it's such a simple thing. And I wasn't sure whether I was going to talk about this or not, but people will say, oh yeah, easy for you. You have a nice life and everything. Well, my husband died 3 weeks ago. It was sudden. It wasn't Corona, I promise. And I have been truly saved by gratitude. Because that is what's paramount and utmost and... My gosh, it's climbing all over me, and it's just lodged my. He is grateful for me, and I'm grateful for him. But truly, the gratitude I have for Michael, we were married for 27 years, but we were friends for 15 before that.
Wow.
The gratitude has made it... made me feel like I'm floating through the days and all the stuff I have to do. So if you think that it sounds like it's easy for me because I have a great life, well, yes, I will acknowledge that I have created a wonderful life.
Mm.
And I am grateful for everything I created, and that has made it much easier to be, a new widow.
Wow.
Gratitude.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for telling us. I was not going to bring it up, you know, that's certainly something that, you know, thank you for being willing to go there and to share with us that, you know, even in something that is so new in your life that you are able to use this amazing tool of gratitude. And I can only imagine that it has made things as things come up, that it has made it easier for you. And, you know, I also would like to acknowledge that you are an amazing being, and that there are so many people who are grateful for you and what you be and do in the world, and what you've shown me, even in a couple of different conversations or messages that you've sent, the reminder of how you can choose in any moment how you're going to be, and you know that you're choosing gratitude in the face of losing your husband suddenly and all of the things that go along with that, and you are choosing to be that space of gratitude and what that has to contribute for you as well as your family and other people that are, I'm certain, affected by Michael's death, that it's like this huge tsunami of gratitude that isn't just for you. You know, there's so many people that are impacted by that. Wow.
And the gratitude makes it possible to, you know, go through all the paperwork and all that. I mean, even from when he was rushed to hospital, the hospital staff, I was just so grateful. And I said that over and over to them all. And they were like truly amazing angels. One of the, when he was in the ICU, one of the nurses brought in, you know, a TV monitor, and they played some of his videos, like his music. Wow. He was a musician. And so just that, being grateful for that, it's like, you called it a tsunami. It's also kind of like an infection.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a virus of gratitude. We can spread it. And the people who have been so caring, and even the people who aren't, you know, it could still be gratitude and grateful for them.
Wow.
I know there was something else I was going to say there that was, I'm sure, ultimately profound, but I don't remember.
Well,
but just
go ahead.
And it seems so silly, but truly it will change your life.
Wow. Well, and I would like to talk a little bit about that piece of it. So, you know, we tend to look for things that are difficult and hard, and somehow somewhere along the line, we decided that it wasn't worth anything unless it was difficult and hard.
So we,
would you talk
you
about
work
that
for it
a little bit?
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
had to work for it. Well, and it's just like you hear people with stories. You know, I could totally milk this situation, and don't think I haven't. Somebody's coming over to change the security light on the back of the house because, oh, you know, Michael would have done that. I didn't do that. I've used it, but judiciously, and mostly when people have their stories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just grateful. I could go down the, oh, poor me, but who would that benefit? Not me, not Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can choose that. We all know people who are so stuck in their story, they can't possibly see any way of being grateful and any way of getting out of that. And another thing that Gary Douglas, founder of Access, said that I actually wrote some notes one time on a gratitude call, is he said the gratitude is the fertilizer that grows possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So if you're in a situation and you want to go to hurt or anger, and instead you turn it into gratitude, it's like, it opens up your awareness to what else is possible.
Wow. Yeah, and that's, again, going to the fertilizer. So what would you like to fertilize your life and the people's lives around you? You know, you could, like you said, you could easily have gone a different route with everything that you've been through in the past month or so, you know, with, and you could have chosen this one path, and, you know, you chose a different path. And look at, I can even just tap into it energetically. If you had chosen a different way of reacting to everything, how different your life would be right now from that choice.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm very grateful for all the people who have the projections and expectations that I should be different. And I'm like, thank you, and I'm grateful.
Go ahead.
No, it's just that it can, when we, like, this story aside, and I certainly don't want to dwell on it, is the gratitude or any of these tools we can use, and at the bottom, it makes us feel better and happier and more grateful.
Yeah.
And when we're in that energy, it can it's like we can do that, you know, infecting other people with that. We don't have to say anything. We can just be that energy of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it will spill over into others' lives, even though ultimately you're changing yours.
Yes.
Yes. And so we're talking about it's really way easier to be that than all the trauma and the drama and the things that I certainly used to choose and be, and thought that was the way everybody was, and that was really the only way I learned growing up.
Oh, I've never done that.
Right. And then I've learned that, no, it actually, you can choose to be something different. And so we talk a lot about choice on this show. And it can sound like, well, that's good for other people, but I have no idea how to put it into place. So I would love to have you share with us some of the ways you have put, and you've already shared a couple with us, but, and you can certainly even reiterate those, but like, what have you put into place as you have consciously made this choice to be this space of gratitude?
Well, Betsy, I'd love to say that there was a miraculous formula, but I'm just choosing to be grateful. So I'm now the sole owner of a lovely but very demanding cat. And, you know, he got a lot of attention from Michael because that's how they both liked it. And he's being very demanding, and I'll be working and he jumps on my desk and he comes and he smooshes my face and I have to stop working and everything. And at first I was annoyed. And then I'm like, wait a minute, let me be grateful for this. And it stops me, and I pat him and he purrs and I'm grateful. And what a lovely interlude. And he's actually become less needy as I have become more grateful. So that's just a simple example, but truly it is just choice. And if you have to put, like, we have another access tool called interesting point of view. So, you know, if somebody says something, you can just say, oh, interesting point of view in your head. And I had to put stickies all over my house. So I had little yellow stickies that said IPOV, interesting point of view. So if you can just put, you know, stickies around your house, especially your bathroom mirror, that say gratitude, to just remind yourself, just simple tools, or have it on a reminder on your phone. What are you grateful for right now? Just, you know, use the tools that we have. Your screensaver on your computer or your phone or whatever. What are you grateful right now? What are you grateful for right now? And truly, the bathroom mirror is the great, great one, because, you know, you get up, you take off your robe, and you're going to get in the shower, and what do you think? Oh. So I would suggest putting a nice little rainbow of gratitude on your mirror. I know it sounds silly, but hey, if it works and it makes you happier and more grateful, well, do it.
I love that. Rainbow of gratitude. Yes, please. And, you know, when my son was younger, for a while, we passed back and forth a gratitude journal. And we wrote in there, you know, what we were grateful for the day. And it's like, it doesn't have to be any certain number. It was just, what am I grateful for today? You know, and some days it was, I'm grateful for the blue sky, you know, and other days it was way more specific of something, you know, in his life or my life. And it was such a fun thing for us to do back and forth. And it was just this little thing that he and I did with each other. And I just
that just popped in while we were talking about it. I was like, oh, that was such
a lovely idea.
Yeah.
Many coaches do not talk about having a gratitude journal, but I love that idea of passing it back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you could do that. You could put like a little, you can send somebody a note of how grateful you are for them. You could, you know, if you see them in person, you could stick a little note in their coat pocket or, you know, just like how could you surprise somebody with gratitude and what a gift that is. I know when somebody says something to me of gratitude that they have for something I have done for them or something that I be, it just talk about melting my world. I'm like, oh my gosh. And it, you know, it's such a gift to receive that as well as to be it.
So we've had a few of those. Yeah, we've had a few of those back and forth, haven't we?
We have.
Well, you
have.
Yeah. Beautiful, bodacious Bessie. Yeah, so there's two. And nowadays with texting and private messaging and, oh, what else? WhatsApp, WeChat, Telegram, all those things. It takes seconds to go, oh, hi, I'm so grateful for you in my life. Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you did that to a different person every day?
Yes. Yeah. And just tapping into that energy is just like, ah. Well, we'll enjoy that energy while we go to our second break here. Stay tuned for more.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going OM? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Superpower of Gratitude with Carolyn Sinclair today. And I'm super grateful for you and this conversation. And I would love for you to tell everybody how they could find you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have a website, but it truly is right under construction on these 3 days. But it's zestyhealthylife.com, which sort of covers how I like to live. Or accessconsciousness.com/Carolyn Sinclair. Yeah. And I do lots of things online. But Bessie, I wonder, I have a gratitude exercise that I've done on other calls like this. Would you like to do that with me?
Yes, I would love to. Yeah.
Let's do it. All right, everybody, here we go. I have no idea what we're going to do.
So please, you know, sit somewhere comfortable and close your eyes. Not if you're driving. You don't have to close your eyes if you're driving. But, you know, if you can put your feet on your floor, that will be awesome, or on the ground. And put your hands on your body, like just a couple of different places. I like to put them on my chest and my belly, but you could put them on your sides or, you know, hug yourself, however you would like to hold your body. And then close your eyes and expand out. So expand to the edges of the room you're in. And then expand out further, you know, up, down, sideways, front and back, 360 degrees. Expand further into the earth, to the sky, to maybe the size of your city or state or province. And if you're saying, well, I don't know how to do this, you've already done it, so that's fine. You're expanded, just to have a little bit more of that feeling of expanded energy. Yeah. And now, with your hands on your body, be the energy, be grateful for your body, be the energy of gratitude for your whole body, even the parts that you judge, your whole body, every cell in your body, every molecule in your body, just be gratitude. And I can contribute to that too. Be that energy of gratitude from the tips of your toes, the top of your head, and beyond. Be that yummy gratitude, every cell and molecule in your body. I always feel like they're dancing by the end of this exercise. Giggling. And then, if you want to just come back and open your eyes, you could stay that. You can take that with you. You can do that anytime you want and take it with you everywhere. Just a little gratitude exercise.
How delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
Makes you all melty, gooey inside.
Yeah. And if you take that into, well, like going for a walk or into a meeting at work or something, it kind of changes the energy.
Mm-hmm. So when you think that you can't change a situation, maybe if you practiced and played with this, maybe you don't have to actually do anything. And it's this energetic thing that is difficult to even put into words. Mm-hmm. But if you guys, you know, you participate, even if you didn't actively close your eyes and participate in the exercise, you could sense it. And did it contribute to you? Did it change anything? So I would love for you to explore a little bit where, you know, people might think that, you know, they're just one person and they can't really change anything. So can you expand on that?
Sure. And I would say, you're right. You're just one person, so don't bother trying to change anything. It'll never work. No, you can change anything. You can change anything. Have you ever watched a happy animal? There's a yard kitty corner to our house, and it has a chain link fence. And there's a young bulldog that lives in that yard. Her name is Lola. And she can stand on a rock in the yard and put her front paws on the top of the fence. And she just waits for people to go by. And she turns herself inside out with gratitude and wagging and wiggling. And everybody in the neighborhood knows about Lola. And I can see the people coming in front of our house and crossing the street to pat Lola. So she doesn't say anything. She's a dog. She just bees that joyful, wiggly energy of gratitude. And people, as you say, people melt and are just dragged towards her magnetically. So I don't mean that you need to be a wiggly bulldog. But if you allowed yourself to be grateful for you and everything you do, just allow yourself, again, it's a choice. Wake up tomorrow morning and go, wow, I'm really grateful that I slept. You know, maybe it was only 4 hours, maybe it was 12 hours, but I'm really grateful for that I slept. I'm grateful, body, thank you. I'm grateful I can stand up. Like, if you actually just choose to be grateful, choose gratitude, it'll be a bit weird at first. And you can literally change your energy. So, again, with those little sticky notes everywhere, just choose it. And you might laugh at yourself. You don't have to tell anybody. You know, you could just do it. Little wiggly, happy bulldog. And see how it changes not only how you feel, but how others treat you. We've all heard this from many, many different modalities and, you know, personal development things, that we show people how to treat us. So if we're going around grumpy, judgmental, I hate my body, I'm so stupid, I'm all about that, that's what other people will pick up on. And if we go around, I'm really grateful for this weird, sore toe I have, or I'm really grateful for this funny thing, or I'm really grateful for my crazy curly hair. And be the energy of that. People will respond to you differently. We are all energy. All matter is energy. So let's play with that and utilize it and have fun with it. We all know young kids that are dancing and laughing and playing, and that's infectious. And we don't have to do that outside. I mean, I don't necessarily go skipping down the street to the grocery store, but I might be skipping a little bit inside. I see the, 10 robins on the tree outside, and just the gratitude. I don't know whether I'm flogging I'm not flogging a dead horse, but
no, you're not.
It's funny to do this, just the two of us. And I'm so aware that you're all, we're of like mind. So you get to choose. You don't have to, but you get to choose. You get to choose to be grateful. Like, wow, I've got some beautiful paintings in my office. And
I look at them and I'm so grateful for how beautiful they are. I could actually, like the other day, I was kind of like, well, we've had those for so long. Do you think maybe they should change? And then I'm like, oh, I'm so grateful for them. They're so vibrant. And so you can change it. And now I walk into my office, it's like it's kind of like a new place.
Yes. Well, and this just popped in to share. I was so resistant to my mother giving me things for like the longest time. And so she was one of like, there was always a, what is the word? Like there was always something attached to when she gifted you something. And I was very aware of that. And I would just fight against it. Of like, no, if I take this, then she's going to put all this meaning on it, blah, 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 blah. And so over time, I have certainly changed. And I was actually laughing at myself the other day. And again, how easy I'm making my own life. I'm not fighting when she wants to do something anymore. Mm-hmm. And the strings attached. That was the words I was looking for before. So it was very aware that there were lots of strings attached with anything that she wanted to give me. And I would just put up all these walls and barriers and be like, no, no way, forget it. You know, I don't want to have to be obligated. You know, I just went into all of my stories and resistance and all of it. And the other day she actually wanted to gift me something and I totally received it. And I was really amazed at of the gift that she desired to give me. And I was like, wow, thank you. I would love that. And that was probably the first time that I was able to receive it with total receiving, total gratitude, and just be that. And I was looking at that later saying to myself, wow, number one, have I changed? Has she changed? And like how easy it was to look at that. And then also even just having gratitude for me and my choices and the way I've changed and how much easier it's made my relationship with my mom. And you know, again, you talk about that ripple effect of and what it creates in your life. So for some reason it popped to share that little story, but I was like, look at this.
We can change. We can change things. And if you don't have gratitude for you, you can't have it for another.
Well, that's true too. That is so true.
And basically, if you don't have gratitude, you have to judge.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And if you're grateful for someone in your life, they don't have to be perfect. They can be imperfectly brilliant.
Look at how all this weaves together. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, I would love for you to celebrate something else that you realize that you've changed, like my story. What have you changed that you can acknowledge and celebrate and be grateful for?
Oh my goodness, my whole life?
Awesome.
Truly, I mean, people say to me, so what, you know, you say you use these access tools, what has it done for you? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, oh, well, not much. I'm happier. I'm healthier. I make way more money. I'm more grateful for everything in my life. My relationship was so much better. I travel around the world. Not much.
Just my whole life.
I am ultimately so grateful for the tools of access consciousness and for me for choosing the tools of access consciousness.
Yes.
Has made everything in my life more ease, more joy. And I'm so grateful to be playing with you, Betsy.
Thank you. Well, I celebrate your choices, and you know that you, you know, have chosen that, and that you're grateful for it all. And it's like in that place of gratitude, if you guys would be willing to play with it and just see what might change in your life, in your world. And that's why we talk about these things. And, you know, what if it actually is as simple as what we're talking about? And what if it didn't have to be so hard?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm very grateful for you, Betsy.
Thank Every you day. So much. Oh, me too. And you're just an amazing being. And thank you so much for being on this planet and sharing your gift with so many people. And thank you guys for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. Have fun playing with your gratitude and have a wonderful week. Thank you, Carolyn.
My pleasure. Thank you, Betsy.
Bye, hun.
Bye.